Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
All right. So I saw this on Facebook, right? Then you know how if a friend likes something, it shows up in their feed and then you see it even though it's somebody else's page?
Yeah.
You don't know. You're not.
I don't do Facebook.
Well, that's because you're 1,000.
Well,
yeah. The cool kids today are doing Instagram, but so, you know, I guess it doesn't matter anyway. But a friend of mine liked this post, and I'm going to say her name. So the lady's name is Carlene Stenekamp. Okay. And here's what she wrote. She wrote a post on Facebook about something called fit shaming. Okay. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about fat shaming.
Yes.
And there's this whole movement of women, you know, that are like, I love myself. I love myself overweight. I love being overweight. Okay. And this and that and the other. And we've talked about it on the show. And, you know, and I've always drawn my line in the sand of like, look, I want you to love yourself no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing. But I'm not going to get behind being unhealthy just because I don't want you to die at 35 and leave 2 kids without a mom, or 45 and leave 2 kids without a mom, right, or a husband, a widower. I just, you know, that's a bummer, period. That's a bummer. And as much as you can tell me, I just love being 100 pounds overweight, I'm never going to buy it.
Right.
I'm not. I'm just not going to buy it. I'm not going to buy that you love not being able to play soccer with your son because he can't breathe. I don't believe you. I'm not going to buy that you love, you know, waiting at the bottom of the ski slope for your kids and your husband to ski down. I just don't believe you. I don't believe you because I know the quality of life that is there for somebody who's healthier. It doesn't mean you should be ashamed of being over. Of course you shouldn't. It doesn't mean that fat is, you know, has any merit or bearing on your value. It doesn't mean you shouldn't love yourself. It doesn't mean you're not beautiful. It just means you're unhealthy and your life is at risk. And the quality of your life could improve because of the things you'll be able to do for the duration you'll be able to do it for. So anyway, it's a whole thing, right? And now, I guess I never paid attention to this, but I have experienced some of it, and it's this new thing is this fit shaming thing. And we did see it. Do you remember with the mom who had the 3 kids and she was like, what's your excuse? And she was super fit and it was a big thing and women attacked her for it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Hence the concept of fit shaming.
Right.
So this woman, from what I can tell, she and her husband are really fit and they have a fitness company because, of course, I went to her page because I wanted to read this post. And she said, fit shaming happens all the time, every single word of it, every single week. add to the list of backhanded compliments, quote, I wish I could work out as much as you do, but I have kids and my kids come first, end quote. And ooh, she says, ow. Oh, right. Yeah. Thanks for clarifying. For a minute, I thought all moms put their kids last. Two of mine were bleeding last night from a nasty knife fight that they got into while I left them unsupervised because, well, gym time. But turns out they lived until I made it home. But gains, bro. Have to have a protein shake and glutamine and a shower. I was stinky. Lo and behold, once I got dressed to seek medical care for them, I thought they had fallen asleep. Turns out, nah, man, they just bled out. Get a life there, fellow, quote, mom with kids, end quote. My kids come first, too. That's why I get up at the ass crack of dawn to take care of my health before I wake my kids to give them a decent breakfast. So maybe put the fried chicken biscuit and Coca-Cola down and really think about what it means. I say really, not my personal inflection. She has it in all caps. What it means to put your kids first. Taking care of yourself should be high on the list. Teaching them healthy eating and exercise habits so they, too, can be healthy should be up there. Just saying. Now, here's what I thought was interesting about this. Because, you know, something you do see that, too. And I've seen it, too. It's like, oh, well, you know, you don't go to McDonald's because you have money. And it's like, I have friends that don't have, quote, money, and they don't go to McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Or, well, it's easier for you because, I don't know. Or the same things, like, you don't really love your kids. Or I don't know if I got that because of my loser persona. You know, I've been accused of, do you yell at your kids like that? Who knows? I don't know. I've had little bits and pieces of it. But I have seen this kind of, I've seen this. And I've seen the fat shaming. I've seen both. And the interesting part about what it tells me is that, you know, we as women, it's not an easy world for women. It's not an easy world for anybody. It's not an easy world if you're black, if you're Latin, if you're Asian, if you're gay, if you're a woman, and then talk to a white male and he's going to tell you, it's not an easy word for a white male because nobody wants you. They always want the black guy. So it's not an easy world for anybody. And that's, you know, that's understandable. But I find this phenomena really scary that we're constantly feeling the only way to validate our existence is to attack other people. Mm-hmm. And that's really what it's about. It's about insecurity over who you are and what you're doing. And so you go, oh no, they're wrong and they're a bad person. And it's instead of taking responsibility for your life, you attack other people. And this is getting us nowhere. Nowhere. It's not bridging any gap of any kind. And I see it. It's like, oh my God, you know, you see it on everything, parenting, weight, you know, slut shaming. Oh my God. And we got to stop this. Stop it. Stop doing it. And even like there are opinions about things that I have that I keep quiet. You know, I'm not a huge fan of, you know, the actresses that get out of the car with no underwear on. I, you know, that upsets me because I now have a young daughter. So I don't want her to be like, oh, that's what's cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so that's the part, but I don't, you know, get out there and like, you shouldn't and start I don't do it. It bothers me a lot, but I don't get on a high horse or put the message out there. And I'm like, you know what? This is just, here's the thing. I don't need to attack these other women for what they do or how they live. I need to just try to instill the values that I want in my daughter, in my home, by modeling what I would like to see. You know, I would like to see, you know, her get good grades. I would like to see her pursue her passions in life. So the bottom line is when you catch yourself attacking another woman, stop and ask yourself, what do you really care if she's fit or she's fat? What do you care? What is it bringing up in you that you're feeling the need to judge this person? Because when we judge people, it's always a mirror about what's going on in us. If you think somebody's weak, it's because you hate weakness in yourself. If you think somebody's, quote, lazy, which I don't believe in lazy, but you can call lazy is a symptom of something, but it's very easy to label and identify. So if you hate, quote, laziness in somebody else, it generally means you hate the part of yourself right. that gets yeah. paralyzed by fear. Mm-hmm. So what is it that you are insecure about and projecting outward? And then try to stop yourself. Let's try to make this world a better place. And get to know the group of people that you're judging. Try to understand where they're coming from, whether it's from a place of hurt or whether it's from a place of, by the way, it's always from a place of hurt. So, like, when it comes to, there was a woman that I really had wanted on the show, and I hate to tell you, I can't remember her name. I know I sent it to you. She's a blogger.
Do you want me to say her name?
Yeah, it's fine. We're not going to attack her.
Amanda. Amanda Levitt, I believe.
Amanda Levitt. So she had tweeted, I guess, had written something for Everyday Health about accepting your body. And, you know, a couple of the fat-shaming community had, like, tweeted, you know, Jillian Michaels is a monster and a scumbag and all this stuff. So I wanted to see. I honestly, you know, normally I don't pay attention to haters, but I was like, what is this about that she thinks I'm her enemy? Like, why am I this girl's right. enemy? If anything, I've always tried to be an advocate for people that are overweight and, like, saying, like, no, they're not lazy. No, it's not this, that, or the other. Like, it's coming from somewhere. It's a coping mechanism that we all have. And I don't give unsolicited advice. I'm not wiring my podcast into people's cars, you know.
Right.
You come to it, great. You buy my book, awesome. You want to work out with my DVDs, good for you. So she was just like, she's as big as scum. Like, what a monster. She's an ass. All this stuff. And I was like, why does she feel this way? And I kind of, and I read it, and she was like, well, title's like 1 week shred, which was a, I love that I'm inflecting her tone, but she did really seem passionate and upset. Title's like 1 week shred and, you know, no more trouble zones. And I thought, well, there are women that are getting ready for a wedding or a special event that want something that's going to pull that 5 pounds of bloat off of them in a week. I get asked all the time. I can do it. Why not create the title? It doesn't mean I'm ashamed of you if you have trouble zones, but people come to me and ask me to, how do I tone up my trouble zones? Well, here's the answer in a DVD, no more trouble zones. It's like, I couldn't understand why that was so upsetting for her. And as I continued to read, you know, it was like, she calls fat people ugly, which of course I've never, ever, ever done. And then I was like, all right, you know what? This is historical. This girl's in a lot of pain. And something about me, you know, I'm that Rorschach. It's like I've triggered whatever hurt her, whatever made her feel judged, whatever made her feel less than that. And I wanted her to come on the show just because I wanted her to talk about, A, I thought it might be healing for her to just
what it feels like to be heard.
Yeah, what it feels like to be heard, exactly. Yeah. And see if I couldn't say, like, you know, try to have some common ground and have her express exactly that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we need to not only accept ourselves, and I think that's really important. There's this whole self-acceptance movement. Obviously, that's important, but we got to accept other people. I don't mean accept when they abuse you, but I mean accept their differences. If they're overweight, what do you care? You don't need to judge them. You don't need to comment on that. If it's a mom who's fit, you don't need to judge her or comment on that. Or who this woman is sleeping with or who she isn't sleeping with. Who cares? Why is that our business or problem? And I'm putting it out there. Like, we have to stop, ladies. There's enough against us in the world. We don't need to attack, belittle, judge one another. We got to come together. So as much as I want you to have self-acceptance, I want us to be accepting of other people and their differences.
Fit or fat?
Wow. Hmm. You've been sitting on that for a while.
You think? All right, it's one of my fourth and final segments of the Snappy, the More You Know.
Look, an idiot.
How our food production affects our environment.
Cool.
Okay, now we have covered factory farms and what they're doing to global warming and, of course, air pollution. But we didn't cover biodiversity and how factory farms are affecting that aspect, driving many different animals to extinction. And here's what's going on. To be quite frank, animal husbandry is posing a serious threat to different ecosystems and biodiversity. This is off of
I don't know what animal husbandry means.
Not factory farms.
Really? Oh.
Yeah. That's what it means.
I had a whole other thought to it.
Here, I'll look it up quite literally for you. Hold on.
Animal husbandry. Animal. It just sounds, well, you know what it sounds, the obvious. Just, you know,
what does it sound like to you?
Well,
like you're marrying a cow? The science of breeding and caring for animals.
But is that always bad then?
In terms of a factory farm.
Yes, gotcha.
The science of it, yeah. So basically we're talking about the factory farms, you know, where they mass produce cows and all the pigs and all this stuff. And what's happening, and so I pulled this off of a site that I like. Mind you, it's a UK site. It's called landroots.org.uk. And they talk about, basically, here's what's happening. We, listen to this statistic, ready? Okay. As much as 1/4 of the Earth's surface is used for grazing, and about 1/3 of arable land is used to produce animal feed. And as a result, the wildlife species struggle with lack of habitat, and some are threatened to extinction. So, like, wow. You know, the wild fox, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Or like, you know, here we have a huge problem. And another example, even if you look at animals running out of habitat, elephants in Africa, coyotes in California, I mean, it's all over the world.
I went to get on my flight this morning at 3:30 a.m. I took Millie for a quick walk around in a subdivision. Two coyotes trotting down the road.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's like, what the hell?
I was watching ESPN, and they had a clip of two kangaroos, which you'd think they'd have a ton of habitat in Australia, just fighting in a neighborhood, just a city neighborhood, two kangaroos. But, yeah, basically these animals are losing their habitat.
Yeah.
And Here's the bottom line. The problem here is your kids are not going to grow up and know half of the creatures that currently exist. And we don't even know, quite honestly. I'm not a zoologist. I'm not a biologist. I don't know a ton about this. But I watch my Nat Geo. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I watch my TED Talks. And this is not a secret. You don't need to be a genius to know what the heck's going on. And all of these various animals, insects as well, play vital roles in the balancing of nature, man. When you start pulling one little creature out of the mix,
for example,
it's like, let's say hypothetically in a certain environment, a bird that eats mosquitoes has gone extinct or has been poisoned by pesticides or what have you, and the mosquito population goes out of control. Well, mosquitoes are the number one killer of human beings. Number one, because of the spread of disease.
Yeah.
Malaria. I mean, it's bad, bad news. Mosquitoes are very dangerous.
Well, look what they do to horses.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So a perfect example of why this is a big issue is when you start throwing this whole thing out of whack, you know, the animal that keeps this other creature in balance, you've got a huge problem. Huge problem. So, of course, maybe you're an animal lover. Maybe you're not. Maybe you don't care about the white-tailed fox. I mean, can't think of a better. But this stuff matters, and it does matter to human health because somewhere down the chain, there's going to be an effect of this in a way that we haven't even anticipated. And I'm using actually an example of the mosquitoes because it was a real example. There was a bird who had been consuming. This wasn't a factory farm issue. It was a pesticide issue.
Yep.
But basically, I think it was EDT. It was the pesticide. They thought it wasn't going to have any issues on anything but insects. And it was what was happening is that the shell of the bird's egg was collapsing when the bird would sit on it. And the bird was unable to reproduce. And the birds were eating the mosquitoes. And the mosquito population went bananas. So this is that was a Michael Pollan article, actually, that came from.
Wow.
So notice I'm like every single source I can think of to list, trying to be so careful. That came from an article I read in 1975. I saw a glimpse to something my mother was reading. Anyway, bottom line, how do we do it? We avoid factory farmed meats. So we've already talked about how to do that. Local farmers market. There are some great websites online that will deliver meat for a good price straight to your door. It's not going to go bad. They've got a great packing system. It's more affordable. We eat less meat, but the less you support factory farms, the better it is for not just your health, but the health of the planet, which, by the way, affects your personal health dramatically.
That's so interesting, though, about the chain. You know, when you break chain, like you say, I don't want snakes, but the snakes eat the rats. And you know what I mean? The rat, it's just
red disease. Yep.
It's just, it's so fascinating. And I never thought about when you take out the link, the ripple effect that can have.
Oh, heck yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I remember watching, it was another one on the oceans and how the way that they were fishing killed off a certain kind of fish. And so then they had this overpopulation of sea urchins, and the sea urchins destroyed the reef, and then no life could grow there, and it's just a whole... And you'd never think, oh, this one particular fish protected this whole ecosystem.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's crazy how everything is so finely balanced. And when you throw a wrench into that mix, the ramifications, you don't know what they're going to be, and you don't know how they're going to crop up, but when they do, it will be significant.
See, that's why it's really important for old gay gals like me to still be around.
I don't think so.
Because we're the old single gay gal is a link. I'm a link. I'm protecting something. It's the old gay gal.
Well, I mean, you guys are hard to kill. And there's a lot of you, which is even more scary. So, if we got rid of one, I don't think anyone would notice.
You guys are hard to kill.
Hard to kill. Imagine waking up every day excited to go to work. Well, not to a new job per se, but to a rewarding career where you can be your own boss by becoming a certified personal trainer with the National Academy of Sports Medicine. Certified personal trainers work with pro athletes, sports teams, A-list celebs, and by the way, my absolute favorite, everyday people who just need a little help, a little encouragement, and a little instruction. So guess what? You can do something you love, and you can make great money doing it. And these guys guarantee that you will get a job within 60 days of earning your certification, or they will refund your money. Get a 14-day sneak peek of their online program for free at MyUSAtrainer.com. That's MyUSAtrainer.com. Nature Box. Check this out. Each month, you can get a box of delicious, better-for-you snacks delivered straight to your doorstep. Yeah, and if you join today, you'll get a free sample box of some of my most loved snacks. These snacks are the real deal. They are Jillian approved, which means no high fructose corn syrup, no hydrogenated oils, no artificial flavors or colors. Smarter snacks. Each snack faces strict quality standards, and they are all nutritionist approved. Nothing gets by them or me. So rather than grabbing something on the go, have your snacks with you. Travel with them, keep them in the car, keep them in your bag so that you have them before the gym, after the gym, at that crunch hour around 4 o'clock when you're craving that donut in the office kitchen. Do not do it. This month, my absolute favorite snack has been the lemon pucker pistachios. Delicious. So start your Nature Box membership today and get a free sample box with our most loved snacks. Just go to naturebox.com/Jillian to get started. You have a segment, you think?
Yeah, I do think I have a segment. This is more on this serious tone.
Just by the way you're standing.
The way I set it up.
Which means it's not going to be funny, which means I'll just hit the fast forward button.
Well, no, but it's important. I think it...
all right, what is it? Is it a death segment again?
No, this is actually... In Canada, there's a very big controversy going on because a very famous broadcaster is not being accused of rape per se, but he's been accused of being very violent towards women for years. The way that he was with women, allegedly hit them, and so more when he was having sex with them. He was claiming it's bondage. What's the
BDSM.
Thank you.
What's the D? Bondage,
know.
Something.
Dominating.
Dominate something.
Sadomasochism. Sadomasochism.
We're on the know.
So, look at us. So that's what he is claiming, and they're claiming, no, it went beyond that. And it has happened for years. The Bill Cosby's back in the news with alleged claims that his. So,
rape, right.
Right. So there was a really cool article written in the Toronto Star in Canada, and what it's done is it's opened up the conversation again about rape myth. You know,
rape
like
myth.
Yeah, the
I've
myth.
I've never actually heard of that.
Well, because I'll quote this. There are there's reasons 9 out of 10 women don't report their attacker to the cops. We think our stories are wrong because they don't match the cultural soundtrack around sexual assault.
Interesting.
We think our horror That's stories are individual peculiarities, not systematic crimes. So,
what does that mean?
Well,
is it like, well, I went out with him and he bought me dinner and he didn't like beat me, and even though I didn't really want to. So I guess, is that a rape? They don't know if it's a rape.
Rape
because it doesn't fit like the I got clubbed in an alleyway. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, like it's not like that. You know, those horrific random assaults that happen to women, like,
oh,
we think that's rape.
I got it.
Everything else is not rape.
What about date rape, though? Everybody knows what that is.
So this is it. Rape myth number one. Women lie about sexual assault.
We lie that we weren't actually raped.
Women lie about it. So this is an age-old defense of sexual assaulters, which puts the onus of proof on the victims.
Oh, I see.
Right?
Got it. Sorry, go on.
That they are embarrassed sluts, vengeful ex-lovers, conniving social climbers. So that's...
I've seen women accused of that in the media.
Absolutely. Sure. And they say studies show that only 2% to 8% of rape victims lie. So that means that 92 to 98% are not lying.
Oh God, that's terrifying.
Rape myth number two:
The
victim provoked the assault. Her dress was too short. Her top was too low. She was drunk. She stayed out too late at the party.
Does that mean she deserved it? Is that what they're saying?
This is just the myth. These are the myths.
Okay,
right?
But wait. Here's the thing. I definitely think you can make yourself a target, but you don't ever deserve anything like that. I definitely think, you know, a bad person at a nightclub is absolutely going to prey on the girl that's had a little too much to drink, who is falling out of her dress, and they're going to be like, awesome, she's a slut and she's wasted. She was asking for it. They're definitely not going to go after the one who's stone-ass cold sober wearing jeans. I think they're less likely to, because they're thinking, this girl's wasted, she can't defend herself, and, you know, look how she's dressed. I do think that you, it's like swimming with blood and a shark is going to smell it. And are you asking? God, no. Of course not. Do you deserve it? Of course you. No one does. But are you potentially putting yourself in harm's way? Maybe. And that's why I would just say to girls, we've had this conversation, like, go with buddies. And always make sure you've got like a designated driver, like one girl stays sober and watches the group.
Yeah.
I've heard about it at frat parties, and that's what I'm going to teach my daughter.
Well, remember we did that whole segment long ago about the college.
Just be careful. Yeah. But asking for it. So are they saying if the skirt's too short that she wasn't really raped because she was asking for it?
Well, this is the myth that the victim provoked it.
Okay.
And they're saying sexual assault is a crime, not a consequence. That's why the law states consent has to be active and ongoing through the sexual encounter.
Okay.
So no means no. Rape myth number three is real victims call the cops immediately. Total myth.
People believe this?
Mm-hmm.
I know women that have sat on this for years.
Right. Exactly. Well, and hence we're seeing this. Hence we're seeing it in Canada.
But for a million different reasons, though. It would destroy my parents. And my husband would never be able to live with it.
Or they're not going to believe me.
They're
not going to believe me.
Or I deserved it. I was asking for it.
This is a stat in Canada, reveals that only 1 in 10 sexual assault victims report the crime. 1 in 10.
God.
Many reasons are we've internalized these myths. All these myths, we've made them real we were stupid, we think. They'll blame us. They'll call us liars. Half the victims surveyed said the incident was not important enough to call the police.
What?
Or it was a personal matter. So it was like...
It's humiliating, too.
Sure.
I can see that.
Most of us deal with it in another way. We go to a friend's house and we cry on a friend's shoulder, but we don't go to police.
Wow. I gotta really think about this, because I actually know a lot of different women who... didn't do anything about it.
Didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dated one who didn't do anything about it. And it was a high school thing, a couple of boys, and I think it was just she wanted it gone. She didn't want anyone to know. She didn't want her parents to know.
Yeah.
And that's...
And you sit on it.
Just, yeah. That's right. And no one will believe me. And they were football players and town heroes and... It'll all just be the town slide, and I'll be outcast and all of that, I think.
Rape myth number four, which is something we just talked about, was rapists are dangerous strangers lurking in the bushes.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, there are, but right. That's, they're, you know, wolves with lambs masks on. You know, 82% of sexual assaults are committed by the victim's friends, family members, or acquaintances.
I can see that. Absolutely.
We can't believe he'd assault women sexually because only monsters do that.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And the last rape myth number five is rape is rare. In fact, it's depressingly common.
It's one in three women, isn't it?
I don't know what the stats are.
I thought it was one in three. Or molestation is one of the numbers are terrifying.
Most years around 500,000. This is Canadian again, but most years around 500,000 women say they've been touched, grabbed, or forced to do something sexually against their will. So Catherine Porter, the woman who did this report, you know, talked to criminologists and women's studies. So, I mean, she's compiled this.
Here's what I like about this segment is kind of sad as it is. You're definitely putting it out there for all of us to think about when we either consciously or unconsciously do make judgments about, you know, oh, well, that can't be true. She waited 20 years to come out. Or, oh, she was asking for it. Or, oh, the judgments that we always put upon the victim. I shouldn't say we always put upon the victim. The judgments that can be put upon the victim. And I do think to a certain extent it's possible that one of us has thought that about somebody who came out publicly at one point or another. You know, I know that I've questioned women in the public eye and was like, well, is it like a ploy for money? Is it a revenge thing? Is it a this? Or rarely. I must say rarely, because I'm a huge, I do tend to believe, I usually, I'd say 99.9% of the time, believe a woman when she comes out. But there have been a few cases where I was definitely skeptical and I was like, I don't know.
And this is
there
why.
There have been a few cases, you know, in the media where I was skeptical.
Which is why it hurts the case in a way. And we all have our reasons for keeping quiet, you know, and I do not judge anyone who keeps quiet.
No, because you can't know. You can't know what that would do.
You don't know. But as I say, the alleged assaults in Canada and the alleged assaults with Bill Cosby, why people are coming out now, sometimes it just takes momentum, and sometimes it takes one brave soul to take to break that curtain, that iron curtain. So that's sometimes what it takes.
Did you ever see that? Do you watch that show on? It's on Netflix with Kevin Spacey.
House of Cards?
Yes, and his wife, played by Robin Wright Penn, opens up about being raped, and then a female soldier comes out and she's like, I was too, and she had only actually mustered up the courage because one woman came out.
Right.
And there's strength in numbers. Mm-hmm. And that could also be something else where you go, you know what, if she's coming out, I need to have her back. This happened to me too. It wasn't just me. I'm not just crazy. I don't know. I think that's a really good segment, because it gives us a lot to kind of think about. And if you do ever see yourself thinking that way or judging other women in that way, you know, let it really give you pause. I have a career coach segment.
Oh, fantastic. Hang on.
Get excited, news.
My career coach.
I would also like for Autumn to leave the room. Bye-bye.
Okay, I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, perfect. All right.
Seriously? She has to leave?
Well, I don't want to give her any ideas.
Oh, well, here's the key card for the bathroom. Yeah. So you can get back in.
Yeah, I can't give her any clues.
Well, I'm an employee, too.
Yeah, but we all know you're terrible. You're a charity case.
Am I?
Yeah, and you'll just sue me for discriminating against old people when I fire you.
That's right.
And then I'll have the whole AARP breathing down my throat.
Oh, I got a ton
and
of stuff.
The whole thing, and it's she discriminates against old people. And the
I never thought of the old person thing, but I'm going to write that down.
You could also go, you could pull a gay card.
Really?
Yeah, I hate gays. You could go with that.
Okay, hang on.
Gays, the first one, seniors.
Hang on, I got to make a list.
What, got any, no, you're white as they come.
What to do? What to sue Jillian for?
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. All right, I got, all it right. On my, I got it on my to-do list. There you go.
Abuse, too.
Yes.
Abuse.
Verbal abuse.
Verbal abuse.
It was never, you've never slugged me, because you know I could take you. But
you couldn't, but.
But the no, verbal,
wanna,
terrible.
You've I made, don't want to break a nail. You've wasting my, I mean. You know. Yeah.
All right, career coach, what do you got now that Autumn's left the room?
Okay.
It feels like this is secretive.
Co-bragging.
Co-bragging?
Yeah! You like it?
What does that mean?
Well, I read about it, so I can't take credit for it, but there's not a ton of information out there, so I don't know if it was just like something that this author mentioned in passing, and of course, I'll probably get sued because I cannot remember.
Well, he not till after me. He could go after me.
Yeah, I cannot, but I'm sure the person will crop up and say, I am the one who mentioned co-bragging first. And I'm so sorry to say that I read it somewhere and I don't remember where. But it was something about like bragging in general, right? And how women need to learn to brag more. And I thought, ugh, this is never going to happen. And it was like, oh, you know, it's important that even if you work in a group, that your boss knows that, you know, you were responsible for the, for getting it done. And I thought, oh my God, A, the boss will think you're an a-hole. Mm-hmm. B, everybody in the group is going to think that you're an a-hole. And as a boss, if my employee was like, you know, we worked as a team, but just so you know, like I'm the one who, I would think you're kind of an a-hole.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and you know, as an employer, like, you know, you know, you know how dedicated your people are. You know, who's innovating.
Do and, you?
Yeah, you do. Oh my God, you do. Yes, you do.
Okay.
Absolutely. You can just tell. You know, like we, they, like they'll, like, I can tell, like, employees with nothing to do or you know they haven't had a lot to do, it, they'll come up to you and be like, you know, it's been a little slow on this project, blah, 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 or whatever. Can I help Autumn with such and such? Or you just know, you see, or like they'll hit you with an idea via email. Like I was thinking about X, Y, and Z. And what about this? Like okay. They're just, you just know, you just know. And I and it's like, oh, brag more. And I just thought, you know, you got to be careful with the bragging because the coworkers are going to get mad at you. And the boss is like, if the boss is paying attention, like they know. They know. And then if you want to go ask for your promotion and your boss says, well, justify your promotion or justify your bonus, that's your opportunity to go, look, you know, I ran point on X, Y, and Z. I accomplished, you know, A, B, and C. I blah, 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 blah. Like, that's your moment. Like, if you're called into question or you're asking for a promotion
okay.
or a job title, like, then, you know, by all means, brag. But I just thought this is kind of dangerous, this bragging thing. And it was like, really sing your own praises. I don't even remember the other one, but the third one I thought was genius. And it was, oh God, Autumn's back.
Oh, yeah, she's going now. She's, no, she's going back out again.
Okay. Don't listen at the door.
Okay. She's going to let Joe back in.
Who?
Joe.
Who's Joe?
Joe runs the studio.
Who? Joe. Well, if he runs the studio, why doesn't he have a key?
Because we have it. Because I forgot mine. So he
gets get this guy. Who? Get this guy. Autumn, get Joe.
Joe.
What? Joe, you know Joe.
Oh, I've met Joe.
What's going Joe. On?
Well, we shouldn't call him Joe, though. We don't call anybody by their first name. Look at
him.
We should call him. He's like a hipster. Look at it. He's got like little flannel, some cool silver, an earring.
Now, why in the yeah. middle of this segment have you decided to bring Joe in to discuss what
no,
he's
because
wearing?
Because Jake's not here. And then I heard Joe, and I was like, well, who's Joe? And then now I put the name with the face, but, like, nobody just goes by Joe. We can't just call him Joe. That's not what we do. Like, you're Manus, and that's Batum, and we need a name for Joe.
Flannel.
Mm.
No.
No.
I don't love it.
I don't either, Joe. Ladies, Joe could be your new Jake, because Jake is thinking of moving to New York, and Joe's hot. He is. How tall are you, Joe?
5'10".
That's good enough. All right. And you look pretty fit there, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't exercise, but I'm skinny, I guess.
Hmm. Fit.
All right.
Yeah, skinny is a dirty word on this show. We're politically correct.
Okay.
Joseph. Fit. We could call him Joseph.
Joseph.
Joe Dog.
And Bruce Paul's in the other room.
Joseph makes me feel like I'm in trouble.
Ooh, even better.
All right.
You're like, Joseph? Huh? No? All right. Yeah, and he's got like a whole... Like, kind of like, what's the look, Autumn? You're a hip kid. Like a silver leggy kind of like, but he's not like lumber sexual. He doesn't have that beard thing. I hate that thing.
People in Auckland won't understand what a silver lakey kind of thing is. Silver Lake is a
like if you're
hipster
if you're
part
in Sydney,
of LA.
It's like Surrey Hills. If you're in like New York, it's kind of like LES. If you're in LA, it's like Silver Lake. Huh?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, you're old. You don't know anything. What would it be in Vancouver?
Kitsilano. So you call it Kits. Kits or Kits.
Why Kitsilano?
Well, because it depends.
Sounds
if
like
you're
a, are you in
if
the
you're
mafia
old
well?
If you're old school if you're old school hipster, it's Commercial Drive. If you're new school hipster, it's Kits. And I think Joseph is more new school, not old
school.
You
like Kitsilano or Commercial Drive?
I think I kind of like Kits.
Kits.
Kits. It sounds a lot like tits, but that's okay.
You know, that's your issue, not mine.
It does, though. Don't you think so?
It does.
Kind of. You sure about that? I mean, I'm fine with the joke.
I can live with it.
All right, kids. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. I'd like to see you at least once every recording so we can make sure to appropriately...
And that's all we needed Kits in for, was just to give him a name. This career...
You have no idea how important that actually is to me. That I know everybody here.
Well, you know
a,
Michael.
And I have
Michael's
my own
behind us, Michael.
But Michael, I can't see him.
No, that's true. He's always
and
behind you.
And it's like, you know, And when Jake's not here, and then Bruce Paul hides out over
but
there.
But Bruce Paul hides.
Bruce Paul hides from me now. Like, I need... And
oh,
I'm,
you
and
like, yes, she,
need
you
to
like
be,
to have someone
And
across.
I need a male representative to hear. We need the male voice.
So what's going on?
Yeah, kids, here's the thing, dude. So... We're talking about career coach, right? This is the segment is about career. And it's like, oh, you got to brag more. You got to brag more at the office. And people always tell women they need to brag more because men seem to own their accomplishments more. I think that's a dangerous game for women to play. Do men brag at work like, I got it done, boss. I did X, Y, and Z, boss. Or are they just more quietly confident? And how would one man judge another man's bragging?
I think it's about how you do it. Like, I think it's great to say... You know, here's the things that we're doing and you know, things that are kind of exciting for the group and whatnot and kind of to toot your own horn, I guess, a little bit.
Okay.
But not like bragging, not like, here's what I did.
Like
I hate when people are like, here's what I did.
See, I said I would hate that too as a boss. Ha ha ha. Good. But I like, here's what we're excited about. But you're still running point on something.
Right.
I like it. Okay. And now, what do you think about this concept? Because I think... Do men have a hard time kind of owning? Because we had a woman named Tara Moron who was a career coach, and she said a guy can look at a job description and go, I got 70% of that. I'm fine. And go for the job. Whereas a woman will be like, I don't know that I can do all 100% of these tasks and won't apply for the job. And I think women kind of like get uncomfortable and play themselves down, and they don't have the ability to really own their accomplishments confidently. And another thing that we as women do is when we give a statement, we'll do it as a question. So, for example, well, maybe we should try doing it on PowerPoint instead of saying this would work best on PowerPoint. We get kind of passive about it and we're like, well, maybe everything's a question. And even the sound of statements, instead of saying this is a table, we get uncomfortable, like we've pushed you around or told you what to do. So we'll say, this is a table. Like, don't you think? Aren't you on board? Guys are more confident, in my opinion, in saying, this is a table. We should go this direction. We should turn right.
Sure. Well, like in your job offer or interview example, like if I even think I can figure out how to do what you're talking about, I'm going to just tell you I'm an expert at it.
Uh-huh. See?
See,
Kits has got it down.
See, I'm very honest. I go, I don't have a clue.
And this is
and
why.
And so please don't
you
hire me.
You are a deadbeat. And this is the only job you could get.
And I'm not even good at that.
Anyway. Okay, next question. So, So what we were trying to pose as a solution was something called co-bragging, where you form an alliance, so to speak, with another coworker where you sing each other's praises. Could this ever be a guy thing? I think this would work for women really well, though, because they have a hard time singing their own praises. So you have an alliance with a coworker where you take turns saying, oh, my God, you know what? Autumn really just outdid herself on the creative for the campaign, blah, blah, blah. And, well, you know what? I couldn't have done it without Julie's follow-through and connections, et cetera, et cetera. And it allows you to get the job done, but not feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, but you better trust Autumn.
Well, I don't, which is why I didn't want her in this room.
No, but you but you got to trust that coworker. If you say, hey, let's do this co-bragging thing, I'll go in first, okay? You know what I mean? And, like, you got to trust that coworker.
Well.
But if you do, there's nothing better than somebody else saying you're great.
He's like, right.
Like, that
Kids
goes.
Is on this.
Yeah, true.
I'm impressed by that because that's coming from someone else.
You know what's interesting about what Kits is saying here is that when we did this little demo for a reality show, the producer of it, who makes these kinds of shows, was like, I want to hear your friends talk about you. Like, I don't really believe, if you tell me you're this, you're that, you're this, I don't really believe it. But, like, when I hear Heidi say, actually, you're this, or you're funny, or you're this, then I believe it. I'm more inclined to believe it than when I tell you people I'm funny, which I'm hilarious, as I think we know. But maybe if you had stepped up to the plate a little more, Janice, and said, I can't believe. Sometimes I edit these podcasts and I just laugh and laugh and laugh.
Oh, you know what? You are so full of it. I have sent you stuff all the time going,
No.
Crack me
you
up.
Have to tell the audience.
Oh, and not just you.
Right.
Oh, all right. I'll put a little.
Kits is there. Look at Kits and tell him how funny I am.
Jillian's very funny.
No.
No,
you are, though.
I know. Thank you, Kit. Now do you believe it?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I see what you both are saying.
And that kids, it does... I find that you run this place beautifully.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
Never have any problems. Always very, very comfortable and feel accommodated.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Kits, are you married?
No.
You will be. Soon. This is what happens. Here's what happens. Every time I identify, like, the hot new young guy, they get scooped up. Remember Nate from Daily Dose?
Oh, yeah.
And I, a little Kitsalama Solana hipster kind of a guy. Finucci scooped him right up and they got married. They're engaged.
They are?
Yeah. Every time I tell the ladies.
You're kidding.
Listen, when I give you the anoint thing, it's game on. It's going to be like that kid that got snapped at the supermarket. Did you see this?
Target kid.
That guy. The Target kid. They took a picture of some kid. And this one young girl was like, he's cute. And somehow it went, like, viral, and he ended up on Ellen. And he wasn't even as cute as Kits. Oh, someone get a picture of Kits. Here we go. Mm-hmm. So when this airs, I can post him. 3, 2, 1. Perfect. All right, ladies. I'll put this on my Twitter the Monday this airs.
Was that the end of it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Co-bragging.
Well, co-bragging.
All right. I'll teach Jake never to not show up for work again. You've been replaced. Well, I'm going to tweet him right now. I've replaced you. Janice?
Yes?
You're looking a little fuzzy shorts.
My chin?
Yeah. Yes. When's the last time you had a nice, clean, close shave?
Well, it's been a while.
How about the pits?
Yeah, no, that's good. I keep those up pretty good, but the chin gets away on me.
And the...
The legs?
The legs.
No mutt luck legs.
You're taking care of business.
Take care of the business.
All right,
no
well...
No sprout sandwich.
Can I presume that you're getting your razors from DollarShaveClub.com?
I am!
Okay, well, DollarShaveClub.com... is an online company that will send you a razor handle and every month or every other month replacement blades so that you get a killer shave at a fraction of the in-store price. Stop spending $20 for a pack of pink razors. Check out DollarShaveClub.com/Jillian now. They guarantee you're going to love the razors. You know, they'll give you the money back if you don't, but you will. Get some for yourself, a gift for the husband or the boyfriend. Go to DollarShaveClub.com/Jillian. That's DollarShaveClub.com/Jillian. It's the holidays. They're upon us again. And if you are going to do holiday cards and gifts for your buddies, family, customers, you'll definitely want to check out Vistaprint.com. And it's not just because of the great deals they've got going now, which is a huge bonus, but honestly, it's all about what you can create. So, this year, skip the hassle, avoid the generic, and get to Vistaprint.com. You can take your personal photos, any images you want, and customize holiday cards, calendars, mugs, you name it, and they're going to give you 50% off holiday cards, calendars, and you'll get special savings on other products that will all get applied when you simply enter my name at checkout. Plus, you can even make designs on your envelopes. You can't beat the deal. You can't beat it. So, you're not going to find these kinds of items on store shelves. Customize your gifts. Get yourself something nice. I like to treat yourself. I've got a mug with my kid's face all over it. You're going to love it. They can even print photos right off your Facebook. Your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time. If for any reason you are not happy, they will make it right. You've got nothing to lose. You will love Vistaprint.com. Just remember to enter my name when you check out to get your savings. That's Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint.com. Check out code Jillian. Jake?
Oh, Jake! Yeah!
You! Jake. Punk!
What's up, guys?
You scumbag! You think that you can just abandon me for a month of podcasts without even so much as a, hey, Jill, sorry, I will be out of town. Really? I just show up and you're gone. Autumn's ordering your sandwich with everything on the side, and you are not even here to let us know that you miss us. Nothing. You just walk out on the listeners. Really?
I sent a telegram.
A telegram?
Yeah, I sent you guys a telegram. You didn't get it.
What's a telegram?
No, we didn't get it.
A telegram?
You sent it by a messenger pigeon? What are you talking about?
Yeah,
smoke signals?
Yeah.
You don't know what a telegram
is? It was definitely on a pigeon, too.
You didn't send anything. Nothing. Not a Twittergram.
Yeah, I haven't heard
Instabook,
anything either.
Nothing. Zero. And now I hear you're moving there.
Highly considering it, yes.
Well, number one, it's freezing there, so good luck. Number two, it's expensive, so good luck. Number three, I'm not there, so good luck, Jake. Good luck.
She's mad at you.
Well, I will be home in 3 weeks, and I'll probably catch the next recording session if I'm allowed back.
Are you going to miss Secret Santa? You haven't missed this. It's a tradition. Are you going to miss it?
If you guys will have me, I will be there.
Will he be here or not? When's our next recording date?
We'll have to. Well, when are you back? 3 weeks?
I'm back on December 9th.
Is he missing this? Because you know what's going to happen? My new boyfriend, Kitsy, is going to get your gift.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yes, that's right. And it's going to be a
doozy. Last year was the best gift, the Farting Around the World book.
I know. And you have no idea I've got in store this Christmas.
Am I going to miss it?
Yeah. Well,
you're going to miss it.
Wow.
Oh, miss it by a few days. Oh. Yeah.
I'll have to send in a spare gift.
And what's in New York for all this time? I'm unclear.
Change of pace and scenery.
What?
Just to see if it's any better for me.
Are you working there?
No, I'm playing cards.
If you're playing cards?
Yeah.
You've left. For how long? A month?
5 weeks.
To play cards?
It's the new thing. All the
wasn't to play cards. Cards are just to sustain my bank account.
Oh, I see. There's your bank account now.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. You've left us for nothing. It's not like there's a girl. It's not like there's a promising prospect. But
I'm smarter than to leave for a girl.
Okay. Well, that's fine, Jake. That's fine.
You taught me something.
Well, you better hope that when you come back, we haven't fallen out of love with you.
Yeah.
Because right. I think the listeners are going to start following Kitsy on Twitter now.
Yep, that's right, Jake. Better get home.
Yeah, because he's not ugly.
That kind of breaks my heart.
Well,
I'll have to jump on the next flight.
As it should. Yeah, you don't know. You don't know cold.
Until you've abandoned the wrong bitch, Jake. Got it? Manis, isn't that right?
Once you turn her, it's pretty tough to get her back.
That's right. So you better think about this. And the fact that you're missing Secret Santa is unforgivable. I just want you to know that. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. I want you to live with that. Yeah, try to live with that. Okay?
I'm trying to figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, well, please don't worry about us.
Yeah, stay warm wherever you're gambling.
Yeah.
It has been below freezing every single day here.
Good, mm-hmm. good. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing, actually, because I just left. I was there with Lou, and it was in the 50s a week ago.
And boom, they got hit.
Lucky you.
Boy, thank God. Thank God we got out of there. My kid's Haitian, man. She walks into anything below 75 and just looks at me and goes, "Where's my palm tree?" She's like, "It's cold." She looks at me like, "You animal. How could you bring me to this place? What the hell?" I mean, my God. Well, good. I'm glad it's cold. I hope you get frostbite.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because it's 75 here. Okay?
I'm jealous. I'm really jealous.
Good. I hope so.
All right. Well, take care of yourself.
Yeah, Jake, take care.
Bye, Jake.
I miss you guys. I miss you guys so much. I'll talk to you soon.
I don't miss you.
Bye.
Bye. God, you cold-hearted woman.
You know that take care is the universal, it's code for F off. Everybody knows that.
Oh, I say it all the time.
And if you say take care in a text and then you put a smiley face at the end of it, it means like F off in all caps.
Oh, I say take care all the time. What else am I supposed to say when I say goodbye?
See you soon. Take care means F off and die.
No, see you soon. No, I'm going to say
Autumn, am I wrong?
Toodly do.
Am I wrong?
No.
Hang on a second.
I think it depends on the tone would you say it, but no, I don't think you're wrong.
Mm-mm. Let me see if I can call somebody and just get a second opinion here.
Oh my God, could this segment get any longer?
This is important. And don't even think about editing this out of the show. If I get a voicemail, we can hang up.
Oh my God.
Just going to get an opinion.
Don't you have to go home?
I do have to go home, but that's not the point.
Please go home.
Hello?
Just a moment, please. Oh, no. Andrea, how are you?
Hi, we're just on our way home. I have my stoned out little patient in the car with me right now. We're just leaving Beverly Hills. He was under for a long time.
Oh, gosh. Well, see,
yeah,
hold on. You are on the podcast, so... Number one, let me just say that Andy's fiance was in a motorcycle accident, so he just had surgery today. And I do care about our fiance, and I'm hoping to get a full update. I'd like for you to just clarify one thing for me, please.
Okay.
Take care. What does that mean?
Take care.
Yeah, take care.
When someone says take care, I usually think it's kind of condescending. I don't know why I'm paranoid. I just feel like I always read the intonations by like, take care.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm like that. Maybe because I'm bitchy, but usually people don't say take care unless there's a little bit of bitch to it.
There you go. And how about this one? Take care, smiley face. What does that one mean?
It's worse. It's emoticon. The next emoticon that they don't put is the one with the middle finger sticking out.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
Did you get that?
That's what I said. I said it means F off. And when you have take care smiley face, it's F off and die in all caps. That's all I'm saying. Thank you. I'll call you from the car to check on our boyfriend.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Okay. Yeah. All right. I can go now. I have a call to make to my friends.
Okay, take care.
like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.